today in this day and age, if a person looks around, then he'll see that everybody is complaining about his issues and making visible or apparent his issues. What you can see is that most people are saying that they're experiencing problems, difficulties, sadness, issues in life. Even if he is rich, extremely rich, has a high status, on a high pedestal in the world, maybe he's a prime minister or an MP or a minister, even his situation is the same. Whether he's a businessman, a big businessman, millionaire, even he has that same condition. If he's poor, he is in the same position. Children, their children are in the same position. If a person has children, he is in that position. If he doesn't have any children, if a couple don't have any children, they're in that same position. So it doesn't seem or look as if anyone is saved from the condition of difficulty, problems, worries, sadness. The poor person will say, I haven't got money, that's why I'm upset. The rich man will say that issues with the business, he'll be upset and down. Person with a big rank status in the world, he'll say, for this reason, I'm upset and down. In other words, every person, he has fallen prey to issues and difficulties. What is life? What is life? What's the benefit of that wealth and status and houses and cars and money? When a person is upset and down, distressed, then what's the use or benefit of all these worldly things? Because then a person in the dunya, he's living the life in a weird way, in a weird kind of way. What sort of life is that? Covered and full of, surrounded by issues and distress. In reality, this should not be the case, especially for those who have iman. They shouldn't have this issue. They shouldn't have these problems. Yeah, it doesn't look good. It doesn't befit the person with iman. So the reason for this, let's think. What's the reason for the issues and the distress? The reason, the root cause for this is our self, something that is created due to our habits, our own habits. A person, due to his own habits, he earns distress. What is that habit? That habit is of being ungrateful. When a person is ungrateful, doesn't matter how much wealth you put in front of him, even then he'll be distressed. Not this, that a poor person, only he will be distressed. No, the person who is poor, he shouldn't be upset. He shouldn't be feeling down, negative. In reality, yes, all of the Sahaba Kiram were mostly poor, but they were very happy. So poverty or not having money doesn't mean that you should be distressed, upset and down. No. A person is upset when he is poor because he's ungrateful. This is our self-made habit of being ungrateful. So this causes a human being to go into distress, sadness, feeling down. If this bad habit comes out of a person's life, whether he's rich, wealthy, he should be happy. If he's poor, should be happy. If you don't have anything, be happy. If you've got something, even then you're happy. Every stage, every status, every maqam, at every place, whatever situation you are confronted with, the grateful person will never be upset, distressed. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is a point of the Quran and the Hadith that I'm presenting to you. There's no cure medically for distress. There's only one cure for distress, which is that in place of being ungrateful, we should bring the life of gratefulness, appreciation, value to our life. A person, if he is appreciating and grateful, even the poorest of persons becomes wealthy if he's grateful. And then the wealthy person, mashallah, he's already wealthy, then he goes towards satisfaction, content. He's content with what he's got. So this is a point. This is the consequence of being ungrateful. If a person replaces that with gratefulness, then he's successful. The other thing along with gratefulness, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Subhanallah, this is a surah of the Quran, a small surah, but a great surah. Surah Asr, it's a short surah, but it is a great surah. Subhanallah, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi stated that in the Quran, this one surah, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi stated that if this one surah itself was revealed in the Quran, then for hidayah, this was enough. Even if it was just this one surah revealed in the Quran and nothing else, this is enough. And our pious predecessors, Salaf al-Saliheen, the Salaf, our pious elders, the Salaf, they said that when Muslims would meet before departing, they would recite this surah to each other before departing. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa ladina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Subhanallah. So very valuable surah due to the subject in this surah. Due to the sub, what other reason can it be? Haqq and sabr. Truth, gratefulness, sabr. Yes, sabr. Two things that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this surah. Subhanallah. Sabr. So endurance. Endurance. So the what is the reason for being distressed is that we are ungrateful. We should be grateful. And the other reason is that we don't have endurance. We don't have patience. Extremely impatient. What is impatience? That we don't have that endurance. We don't have the ability to persevere. We don't have the ability to be steadfast and just take on the chin. And the person who can't do that, he always stays in that state, that arguing, fighting, anger, quarreling in homes, fasad with the wife, husband, fasad, disorder, mischief. And this is the reason for a person being fasadi, is he doesn't have sabr. If sabr comes into a person, subhanallah, then in those homes, forget about having any issues at all. The husband and wife, they live alongside with each other in the journey of life. For the sake of Allah, you bring a woman to your home, and for the sake of Allah, she gives her life to you, and she gives her life in such a way that she doesn't see her family members her whole life. She stays attached to that person, that man. Say subhanallah. For the sake of Allah's name. Imagine. Allah Ta'ala in her destiny, Allah's given her a husband, a man. Sometimes they have ups and downs. Allah gives chances, and Allah gives different. If they don't have compatibility, then Sharia gives permission. If totally there's no compatibility, if the man is totally foolish and stupid, then what can you say to that person? If he's like an owl, ullu, stupid, and then Sharia has given permission, that fine, you can go your way and he can go his way. But that's not the good solution. The good solution is, alhamdulillah, that the man should think that this woman, I've brought her to my home, she's my wife, for the sake of Allah, she's left her family. So Allah's name is such a great thing that if Allah's name is between you and her, that's the trust. For the sake of Allah's name, she has continued to live her life with her whole life with you. She forgot where she was born, where's her brothers and sisters, that's it. She comes to the home, to the husband, and lives her whole life with the ullu, with the foolish man, with the stupid man, and the stupid man doesn't understand. You understand ullu? Yes, it's like an owl, it's a bird, it's an animal. Yeah, doesn't maybe have much intellect, doesn't do much, doesn't move around much. So what a great sacrifice that the woman makes when she gets married. For the sake of Allah's name, she leaves everything of her life. She lives. Yeah, otherwise what magic is there that magic spell that he's cast? Yeah, that what's the attraction that he's given to the woman? The name of Allah gives such attraction that when a murid takes the hand of the sheikh, then it's Allah's name between, and due to that the friendship is made between the sheikh and the disciple, the devotee. Subhanallah. So if the murid gives himself, just like the woman, she gives her life for the sake of Allah's name and she gets married to her partner, husband. So just way the wife, she forgets her home, mother, father, sisters, brothers, everyone gone. All blood related, and she's with the ullu, with the owl. And he doesn't fulfill her rights, then what massive question on the Day of Judgment to those menfolk who do not fulfill the rights of the women, of their wives. Anyway, we've gone to another point. We were discussing sabr, patience, endurance at home. You have highs and lows and issues and small points. You have quarrels and disputes. Here sabr comes, subhanallah, sabr. Then mashallah, that home, the husband, wife, there can never be issues. That if he sees the wife's hot tempered, he has sabr, and if she sees that he's got hot tempered, then she takes sabr. If there's no sabr, then there's a stick on both sides and there's a clash. that one brother came to me and said, what's the issue? He said, I said, why did you hit your wife? He said, I hit her because that, for example, that before she took the milk bottle and threw it at me, so I slapped her. Allah, this is a story. So he said, before she threw the bottle at me, the milk bottle, I hit her first. So this is not sabr and give and take. And due to this, we don't have sabr. And that's why there's fighting, quarreling, divorces, facade, disorder in homes, everywhere. Homes, outside, inside, wherever you go, shops, business places, masjids, society. That's why, because there's no shukr, because we're not grateful and we don't have sabr, endurance, patience. I won't go into more detail. I've told you the surah as well, alhamdulillah, I've given you the reference. We don't have enough time to go into tafsir in front of you and go into detail. That's it. Understand the subject matter, the meaning. Yes, the root cause of fasad, disorder, quarrels, disputes, poverty, distress are two. One, no patience and no gratefulness. This point you've understood now, point number one. So let's see today, in this bayan, this point should come, that how we should bring these qualities into our life. Go and purchase these qualities. I invite you, go into the world, go to the biggest stores in the world. What's a store? Go to the institutes, knock on the doors, mashallah. You've tried, we've left the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are running after the ghair. What do we get from there? Nothing at all. What do you get? Not even the donkey. You don't even get the donkey equivalent of donkey. Even them were animals from there. We won't get nothing. Do you acquire from when you shun the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Not even the equivalent to the donkey. Anyway, let's come together, subhanAllah, let's present ourselves at the court of our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's request that please tell us a tariqa, O Rasulullah sallam, so that we can earn sabr and shukr, subhanAllah, until qiyamah, that door is open, and from there we will earn all of the solutions, gain all of the solutions. Who's the door of Medina wala, say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala, say subhanAllah, just go to the door of Medina wala, the subhanAllah, the master of Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all issues will be solved. And this is called ittaba'i Rasul, following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is defined as sunnat-e Rasulullah. Whenever there's an issue, a query, a problem, subhanAllah, seek the following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, problem solved. Massive issue. If we want to bring sabr and also shukr into your life, within a second we'll come take all of one sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it'll come straight into your life. Sabr and shukr, subhanAllah. Is this a point, this habit, the one habit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this some massive challenge to bring into our lives? SubhanAllah. And Imam Ahmad has sealed this in his Musnad. And who's the narrator? Abu Dhar Ghafari, radiallahu anhu, a dervish, a devotee, a very simple sahabi. This was his great quality. After the Prophet ﷺ passed away, he left Medina Sharif, went out to the rural area. He said, I don't like the dunya. As long as the Prophet ﷺ was present, then he lived in Madinatul Manawwara. SubhanAllah. As long as the Rasulullah ﷺ was in Medina, the morning and evening, to see the blessed face of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he used to see, did ziyarah. He said, I was there. But when the Prophet ﷺ wasn't present, then why should I stay in Medina? Then he left the town and he went to the rural area. Has Abu Dhar Ghafari radiallahu anhu, what a great darvish devotee. So for him to speak the hadith himself, to speak, there's beautiful peace in his hadith, his words. He stated, has Abu Dhar Ghafari radiallahu anhu said, Imam Ahmad has narrated this hadith in his Musnad Ahmad, and he stated, Abu Dhar Ghafari radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, he said, my beloved friend sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, told me, subhanAllah, ashik, solid ashik of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One habit that comes from Madinatul Manawwara. Where did it go? And we're sat in Bolton and we're listening to this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved sunnah. How Allah Ta'ala protected the ways, the sunnahs of the Prophet ﷺ in the hearts of the Sahaba until the Qiyamah. They were delivered and shared and spread out across the world. The every corner of the world, any masal, any problems, any restrictions, the solution is in the sunnah, in the Holy Prophet ﷺ's beloved and honorable ways, his sharia, his lifestyle. And by leaving these, believe me, why don't you believe me? There's no life in that house where there's no sharia, there's no life. It is a hollow ditch. Totally hollow, that without the sharia and the sunnah of Rasulullah, there's nothing. And one sunnah of the Holy Prophet will look after your whole life. It will transform your whole life. One beloved habit of the Holy Prophet, Hazrat Abu Dhar Ghafari is narrating this, that my friend, how did he narrate this hadith? My friend, my beloved, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, told me, rather he said he instructed me, subhanAllah, he said he instructed me, So was this hadith just for him? No, this was for the whole world. He delivered that faith, the blessings to the whole world. He continued. And those hadith, the teachings, they spread out across the world. Oh, Bolton Muslims, you also listen and take heed. What will be gratefulness? To do amal on this hadith, to practice this hadith. What we should do to be grateful? Practice hadith. Say subhanallah. Say it loudly, subhanallah. Subhanallah, isn't it? Yes. Why? It is stated, this one blessed habit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you bring this into your life, then two things will come into your life. Sabr will come in your life, patience, endurance, and shukr, say subhanallah. Both, being grateful will come to your life. Both qualities will come into your life. Say subhanallah. That human being, if you see who has shukr and sabr, we explained and discussed before this, then all your problems will be solved. All your issues will be solved. If you are sabr, endurance, you will bear and persevere through the biggest of tests because you've got that quality. The biggest obstacle and biggest problem, you'll surpass that. It doesn't come for no reason. The surah, the Imam Shafi Rahmatullah said that this surah was enough. If this was itself, just the revelation, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Subhanallah. And this surah is not minor, the meaning of it. That Allah swears, and swears by who? Allah says, by the declining day, by the generations. In every generation there's a cure from this surah, because this sabr and gratefulness comes from the learning of Rasulullah. Wal asr, Allah says, wal asr, I swear by the declining day, by the passing time. Subhanallah. What a great statement, eh? Great statement. Wal asr, Allah says, I swear by asr, by the declining day, the passing day. In every generation, every era, there will be cure from this surah. The whatever problems, difficulties, barriers, obstacles, restrictions, you can solve them via this surah. Yes, if you learn how to be grateful and patient, endurance. Do you want this? Yes, we want this. Do you want gratefulness? Yes. Do you want to be a grateful servant of Allah, your Lord? Even if the poorest of people, you will become the grateful person. It doesn't matter how rich you are, wealthy, many chains of shops. You know, your shop's running. If you're grateful, and if you're not grateful, you cannot succeed. Night, day, stand there, leave salah, stand at your shop till you're not grateful. You are the worst of people. You're the most greedy greediest person in the world. The person who leaves salah, and on the till he goes, tick, 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 opening the till, counting the money. Look around, all four sides. How many people are there who are grateful? Servants of Allah. So how should gratefulness come into our life? How should sabr come into our life? Rasulullah said, has Abu Dhar Ghafari said, my beloved, my friend told me, rather he instructed me that in the world, don't look around at those people. In the world, whilst you're living, don't look around at those people that who are above you. Rather look at those people who are below your status. Nasiha. Abu Dhar, remember, in the world, look at those people who are on a lower rank than you, or on a lower status than you, remember, who have less than you. Remember, when you do this, subhanallah, then the best, you will be the most patient servant of your Lord and the most grateful servant of your Lord. What a beautiful cure. There's a long discussion here, long discussion matter here, that when a human being, when he looks at that person who's less well off than him, less, in a well position than him, if you can experience this, that then from your tongue one word will come out. What will that be? What will that be? When you see somebody who's less well off than you, in other words, you've got a cycle, bicycle, let's say. And another man, he's walking by foot. He doesn't have a bicycle. He has to get to the shop or a place to work, place of employment. You also have to go to work, employment. You're riding a cycle, first class, nice, beautiful, smooth, and he's running by foot. What should you say from your mouth at that time? Allah, I'm grateful I have a bicycle at least. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Okay, now, that person instead of that man, if you see somebody's got a Mercedes, and you don't see the man who's walking, you see the man in the Mercedes, from your mouth will say, oh yar, if I had a Merc, I'd be enjoying myself. What enjoyment these people have. I've got a bike, broken down cycle I'm using. What a difference. Just by this one sunnah, if you practice, say subhanallah, subhanallah. When you're riding your cycle and you look at the man who's walking by foot, he's shaking, running, trembling, sweating, he doesn't have a bicycle. When you see him, you say, Allah, I'm grateful to you, my Lord, I have a bicycle. I'm cycling with ease, otherwise how would I be going to work running? But if you go and look at the man driving the Merc, and you see, look up, compared to yourself, then you'll slap yourself. Yeah, you've done nothing in life. You've wasted your time. You haven't earned no money here. You left your country. Look at me, he's driving a Mercedes. Okay, it doesn't matter if he's stolen, done fraud, but at least he's enjoying himself sitting with a Mercedes. And he's got AC, air conditioning, climate control. Have you attained that car? No. What have you attained by looking at that car? That your peace has gone, lost, and then your mood switched off. You feel down, you go home, your mood is down, you'll take a bad mood, negative mood swings, you see your wife, anger, but if she's put less salt or more spice in the food, then you'll bring your anger out to her. You don't have a murk, and you'll take it out on your wife. And she also has got a bit of a temper, and you're rude to her. Then she picks up the pin, and then, you know, the spindle, the rolling needle. Then she uses that to make the chapati. She picks that up. Yeah, the roller that she uses to roll the chapati, and you have something in your hand, nothing. You pick something up. Shaitan plays his game. From where did it start? You looked at someone not below you, but rather someone above you materially with wealth, and you then had the anger. But our master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated what? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet, Raufur Rahim, the Merciful, Master of the Two Worlds, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, the Master of the Believers, Nabi Al Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Merciful Prophet, stated Abu Dar. So he was a fakir, made him a devotee. Look down, don't look up. Never will you then feel pain and agony. Never will you lose patience and endurance. You'll be grateful servant of your Lord. So my brothers, the hadith, I feel like speak a lot in the light of this hadith, but we will do dhikr inshallah. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala give us such beautiful sunnahs. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice such beautiful sunnahs. This is deen, my brothers, deen. This is the way of life. How much do you have to struggle? Musnad Ahmad, this hadith. How much effort? How much Abu Dhar Ghafari radhiyallahu anhu, he narrated this hadith. Then he narrated another sahabi, then a tabi'in, then other people narrated this, and it's come to us. This is effort spreading the deen. Working for the deen. Today you'll hear this. What benefit you're attaining? Small points. We get upset, down. If we look up, we look up. Wealth, rich. If you got a sickness, look down. Look down. Don't keep looking up. Look how they've got enjoyment and I'm sick, I'm unwell. Is there benefit for you? No. Upset? More distress. More look down. How many people that are poor souls? They are more sick than me. At least I'm sitting down and talking, but they can't even get up from their mattresses. I'm grateful to Allah. At least I'm eating, drinking. I'm sat on a couch. At least I can speak and discourse with people. Difference, isn't it? Difference. You'll be grateful. You'll be grateful and you'll have sabr. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام 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 شبين دعا يزين حبيب اللهم صل على سيدنا نبينا وزوجه وزرياته وعباده فهزم لنا لغيب من غير مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الاخره حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الابرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا قاضي الحاجات ایک تہا جاتنا یا دعوی البلیات اتفا بلیاتنا یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.